Hello, welcome to another edition of Love Notes with Dr. Nicole Beasley. I'm looking out my window on a gray, cold day in Charlottesville, Virginia. It's just starting to turn winter here, or maybe this is still fall, and I'm in for a cold winter. Anyway, today I'm thinking about alone. Over the course of my career, I have sat with many people who feel too alone. And in my life, there has been a tremendous amount of alone. And I want to talk some about how to be skillful with life showing up in a way that we don't want it to show up. We've been talking a lot about sitting with sensation in Love Notes, sitting with feelings, working with thought. What happens when life brings us an experience in form, which thought and emotion is, but an experience, a life experience that we don't want? What does it mean to be skillful with that? For myself, I'm going to use the example of loneliness or being alone, actually being alone in your life in a way that you don't want, as an illustration of something showing up that you want to change. You want life to give you a different present than the one it's giving you. What do you do? So maybe your circumstances, you don't have as much money as you want. You don't have the job you want. You want to have children and you don't have them. What do you do? The first time I noticed the great alone inside me was during a meditation retreat. It was a 10-hour a day for 10 days retreat. And I hadn't meditated much before. And I would say a few days in, the great alone showed up. It's a kind of feeling that goes along with the picture of coming home and finding that your house is burned to the ground and there's no one there. Everyone is gone. You look out on the horizon and it's all dust. No people, no possibility of people, and no understanding of what has happened. Profound, lonely despair. And what I noticed about this feeling that was so interesting to me is that it moved across the sky of my mind in a circle. I would wake up, there would be an exciting, alive feeling. Then as the day wore on, especially towards the end, this sense of deep despair and loneliness would come. And then the next morning it would be gone. What I'm saying to you is that we get caught in states of mind around experiences or circumstances of our life. You may not have something you want in form, like a life partner, for example. But the suffering does not come from that. The suffering comes from a state of mind that arises within you around the circumstance. to make this more clear, there are times when being alone is so wonderful to me. It feels like Christmas morning, an absolute present. I love being alone. So free, so alive, so many possibilities. It's the best place to be alone. And then there are other times in which the alone is this dry, empty, barren desert of a place. It's not about what's happening in form. It's not about not having a person there. My experience of alone arises from a state of mind. I am not telling you to change your state of mind. That would be very unwise, in my opinion. What I'm telling you is it's important to wake up to the fact that it's not about your circumstances. So it's not helpful to try hard to change your circumstances from a place of desperation. Often desperate attempts to change our circumstances lead to choices that create more suffering. If alone has been delivered to my doorstep, the best thing I can do is to relax into the sensations within me that go along with that state of mind. Don't tinker. It's best for me not to tinker with my circumstances, not to try hard to get something to change out there, but really relax into what's happening in here. Oh, I'm in the desert again. I'm back here in this place. What does this place feel like in my body? Let me really rest into that feeling. Let me allow that feeling. As I said in the previous love note, it's not about feeling relaxed. It's about allowing the feeling. One thing that is very important is to not follow thought that makes the feeling worse. I'm in the middle of the desert and suddenly I'm hearing, I'm ugly, I'm unwanted, it's all my fault I got here, I should have done something different, if only I turned left instead of turned right. None of that is coming from wisdom. None of that is coming from the quiet. Don't follow any thinking that creates more distress. Stay rooted in the presence of presence. Stay connected to your being. So, for me, if I scan my body when I'm feeling the alone, I might feel a heaviness in the center, an aching in my solar plexus. Almost like the feeling of water trickling down from my head to my feet. Just resting. Just allowing. Nothing to do, nothing to change, nothing to fix. In fact, this is a beautiful place to be. Life takes us back to the desert. Until we can see that there's actually a flower, a single flower growing, so beautiful, just what we need. I hope that you've heard something in this love note that helps you be present with and peaceful with what life delivers. What life gives you that you absolutely do not want. Life circumstances will change. There will be a time when it seems you have what you want. Allow the change to unfold from the quiet. Don't effort toward it. As we accept being in the desert, things grow on their own, and something new arises. Until the next time, may you rest right where you are, just as you are.